Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 3rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up 5¾ cents, closing at 381¼. May beans up 2½ cents, closing at 903½. And May wheat up 4 cents, closing at 527¼. Well, despite the Dow Jones breaking as much as 1,300 points off its highs, the grains managed to close higher in here today. The Fed came out, lowered the interest rates by 0.5 percentage point. Stock market had a quick 1 minute rally up four. It was the Dow, I think it was up 400 at one point here today. And then we sold it off 1,300 points. Right now, the Dow is down 800 points. We've come back about 225 points off the recent lows. None of that seemed to have a whole lot of impact on the grains. We were able to close higher, meal and oil higher. I think I mentioned this morning that I thought even if the stock market broke, that the beans and corn could certainly hold up in here today, and that's what happened. Where do we go from here? I don't see, you know, a whole lot of issues with this virus at the moment. The only two places where the mortality rate is significant is Iran, because they're denying they have the problem, and China, where they have so many cases. But for the rest of the world, it doesn't seem that deadly. Now, having said that, you know, things can certainly change in a hurry out here. But who came in and bought the grains here today? Was it the funds? Was it the Chinese? I doubt it was the Chinese. We haven't seen them in here by yesterday or this morning. I'm not sure they're going to be here anytime soon. But let's hope we did see some Chinese buying out here. I guess we'll know that in the morning if they did. The interest rates, the long bond got up to 174. That put long-term rates under 1%. Now that the Fed has done this, I don't know what other quivers they've got left, what other arrows they've got left in their quiver to use out here. They used this big quiver, and it didn't do anything except rally the stock market 400 and then break it 1,300 points off of that. So I don't know if they're going to try that again. But the volatility continues, the incredible volatility caused by these high-frequency traders and algorithmic traders are just absolutely messing with these markets out here. If you want to calm down volatility in the Dow Jones and the bonds, you got to do something about the algorithmic traders and the high-frequency traders. I don't see that happening anytime soon. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.